Brexit's frozen and visas blocked. From across the Atlantic, President Obama sent his strongest message since the start of the crisis, that those bent on destabilizing Ukraine would not go unpunished.
I signed an executive order that authorizes sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine or for stealing the assets of the Ukrainian people. According to my guidance, the State Department has also put in place restrictions on the travel of certain individuals and officials.
The sanctions are targeted at both Russians and Ukrainians responsible for a Russian push into the Crimean Peninsula. But it's not clear whose names appear on Obama's blacklist. The White House has already said that sanctions won't apply to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking to Fosvenkat, the U.S. State Department said further sanctions were an option if Russia fails to play ball.
What the announcement today did and the president's signing of the executive order is provided the authority to put a range of sanctions in place. So whether that's individuals or financial institutions, we may start with a list and we can expand that list. It can apply more broadly.
The U.S. has already said it's pulled out of preparations for the G8 in Sochi and has suspended all talks with Russia concerning trade and investment. It's still determined to seek a diplomatic solution, but the message was nonetheless clear. If Russia and its allies take further steps to undermine Ukrainian democracy, there will be further political and economic isolation.